Yeah, exactly.
That's a first take with our guy Terry telling you about Rick Ashley.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we do on Rock the Culture. We talk about all aspects of the culture.
He's in the house.
He is in the house.
No, you can't see him, but he's right there.
He's in the house. Again, welcome back to Rock the Culture. This is a podcast where we bring perspective and conversation to all things Central Arkansas, all things Little Rock, all things the culture. And today we're focusing on the culture down in El Dorado, Arkansas. First of all, I want to say it's a privilege to be down here in a beautiful facility. A great event tonight, the Murphy's Art District Music Festival, 31st edition of this. Is that right, Terry?
That's correct.
And we're here, we're live inside the Griffin Restaurant, and we're with our guy, Terry, who, Terry, can I call you the boss?
When do I get paid?
Well, Terry, just tell the people that are what we call the people who listen to our podcast, we call them our culture cohorts.
Yep.
Because they follow the culture, they're part of the culture. And kind of talk about the El Dorado culture and what y'all have started here with the revamping of the Murphy's Art District Music Festival.
Well, it's not just the festival, it's trying to raise the bar of the quality of life in this town, because it's a beautiful little oasis in Lower Arkansas. We all know how difficult it is for so many small southern towns to survive and thrive, and this is a town that's always been pretty successful because of its industrial base. It didn't have an agricultural base, it didn't have a textile base, it didn't have a furniture base. It always had these businesses, but the people here who started these businesses want to make sure that it continues. And if it's going to continue, they can't recruit young people like you to come work in their headquarters. I mean, you're a lawyer, and they hire lawyers, and they get it's a hard time if they want to recruit somebody out of law school or a big university that came out of a big town, because they're moving to a small town, and it's a beautiful town, but they're not going to have the same quality of life here. So we decided to take arts.
And that's culture. We're talking about the culture.
We decided to take arts and entertainment and use that as the change element. And most times in these towns, or when they go do this, they decide they're going to bring more businesses to town, and then that'll make the town better off, and then somebody will start investing in arts and culture.
So this is more of a chicken and an egg type thing.
Yeah, we
right?
started with the egg or yeah. the chicken. We started with take your choice, but we got ahead of the game. So, and we looked at this, and we did studies around the region, and decided that we actually could use entertainment and arts to do this. And then we realized how many great old historical buildings we had, and we're sitting here tonight in a car dealership from 1928.
And the car dealership, as I understand, not only a car dealer, but it was also like a gas station too, right?
This built in 1928, and its motto was, we never close. And I thought, I've been commuting here for 5 years, I thought it was because the gas station never closed. The gas station stayed open 24/7, 365. And you don't even see that much here now. But
right.
I found out a year ago that the service bay stayed open 24/7, 360. You get your car fixed here.
Wow!
And
oil change on Christmas.
Anything. And there was so much oil money here, because the oil was found here in 1921. There was so much money here that if you had a car, and in those days a new Ford cost about $700. If you had a new car and it blew a fan belt or had a flat tire, guys just drove it off in the woods and came down and bought another car.
So, and y'all took that building.
We took this building, turned it into a restaurant, cabaret with a stage, and we got a...
And it's beautiful, Terry. Right now we're sitting kind of in the loft area of the restaurant, and there's floor-to-ceiling glass, I guess a window, into the kitchen. And I'm literally looking at people preparing dinner for people in the restaurant.
You can see you see through the windows into the restaurant.
Right, and you can see the stage.
Yep, see the stage. And you're sitting on the VIP mezzanine plaza up here, the loft, and outside is the mezzanine that looks over the amphitheater. And on the other direction, folks, there is a mezzanine that looks over the music hall, which is in the back, which has up to 2,000 people seated or 2,200 standing. And that's where tonight, and you're not here, folks, you should be here, because later
tonight. It's
still
time to get here, because two chains doesn't start till 11.
That's right, you can see two chains.
If you're in Little Rock, we drove it today. It's an hour, 45, hour, 50 minutes. You can still get here. It don't take you that long. Terry just looked at me like I was driving too fast.
Well, you were driving too. I don't have to even think about it. I did the math, and I know you were wrong. I know it's wrong, but
it's a beautiful building. It's a beautiful space, the arts district. and we can describe it, but you don't understand it till you get here. You got to come here. You got to check it out. You got to see it.
Exactly right. That's if you got to see it to understand it. In this town where it's the least thing you would expect, and to see the amphitheater, and we've got an art building, an art gallery is going to get built next, and we're going to redo our vaudeville theater, and then we're going to build a hotel right next to it. So we got a lot more to do.
Oh, that's part of phase two, a hotel, yeah, too.
The hotel actually comes before phase two. We'll announce that probably in the next 60 days or so.
Oh, well, you may have already announced it, Terry.
I'm out. Well, since nobody listens to you.
Oh, no. The cat's out the bag, Terry. The cat is out the bag.
Well, let me put it another way. The final decision will be announced hopefully in the next 60 days.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the festival, because I remember I had the privilege of meeting you, I guess about a month or so ago, and one thing I was so interested in is that the mentality of the festival, and I think it was either you, during the conversation I was having with you and Bob, and you were saying that we wanted a festival and we wanted it to be about the experience, and then we'll make the numbers work. Talk about that mentality in building and getting the type of acts that you have this year.
Well, folks, I got to tell you, now we're looking at videos of Tracy Chapman, who's from Cleveland.
You know, Terry's from Cleveland, so shout out Cleveland.
And she's got a fast car. I don't know if you know that. That's what she's talking about right now. But no, what we knew was that raising the money to build this and building it would be hard, but we knew that there's only 40,000 people in this county. And that's the smallest, what they call MSA, Metropolitan Center, in America.
And when you say this county, you're talking about Union County.
Union County. So we knew that building it was hard, but finding our audience to support a facility this big, a restaurant, a cabaret, a music hall, and then an amphitheater that has this capacity is going to take a long time. I mean years, literally years. So, you know, I'm not very happy with the kind of sales we had for this music fest this year. Can I say I'm surprised? No, I'm not surprised. But, you know, our goal is to continue to build on that, reach out, build the audience. You guys are part of that. You've been so good about propping us up and making sure that people know what we're doing. And, you know, to our credit, we also talked about we're going to have entertainment for all demographics. I mean, you know.
And that's huge, Terry, and I cannot underscore that enough. Rock the Culture, the three of us, me, One Take Twan, Three Term, Two Take Blake, and our guy Grammy Q-Note, we're all from Little Rock, and that's one thing that we talk about in Little Rock, that there's not the diversity in entertainment options in the capital city, and then you take El Dorado and Union County, and you get it.
Last place you'd expect to see.
And I want to say thank you for getting it.
Oh, no. We've got a good team, and we all have been in the entertainment business and around this for a long time. And, you know, I ran the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and what most people don't realize is that, because it isn't a story it's told often enough, that the term rock and roll, African-American term, it's an African-American art form. It starts in the 20s with the term rock and roll. It builds over decade after decade. And all when
preach, Terry, go ahead and preach a little bit.
I got more. when a disc jockey in Cleveland started using rock and roll to refer to the music, all he did was rebrand rhythm and blues with a new name, because he thought the term rhythm and blues was too pejorative because it connoted only a black audience, and he thought that a broader audience ought to be out there. So if he came up with a different term, it would not have this sort of stigma attached to it. A lot
really?
Of people don't know
I did
that.
Not, I did not know that. So rock and roll is R&B.
It was just rebranding rock and roll.
So rock and roll is gentrification of R&B?
Yeah, of sorts, but it took time. It took time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but you see, when this term is first used in 52 and 53, the term's been around since 23, but it was never used until then to brand the music. And when it happened, almost there wasn't even the only white artist that we consider to be a rock and roll guy is Bill Haley, and he had just started. He was calling all these black artists on the radio rock and roll artists because they were talking about rock and roll. Rock and roll has always been a sexual term since it was first used, and he thought it was a great term, and he basically said,
rock and roll is a sexual term?
How young are you?
That means that has sexual. I need to talk to my wife.
Well, probably for a lot of reasons. And if I got to help you with that part, I'm out. Now, having said that, let me see a picture of your wife and we can talk about it.
Well, wait a minute, Terry. Hey, I am not undermatched. I'm not. There you go. You see her, Terry. Shout out, Tanisha.
I can help you with this.
Okay. Shout out to my wife.
So, anyway.
Hey, girl, when I get back, we're going to rock and roll.
That's it. You said it the right way. So, you know, that's always been part and parcel to this music, and it's something we really used a lot at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so it's always been, and I grew up, all my early years were spent going to R&B shows and rock and roll shows.
Yeah.
And so what we wanted to do here, because, you know, the area and the demographics are at least 50-50 black and white. We also have a Latin population, which we haven't gotten to yet, which we need to. So, you know, and then the problem is you got to... Oh, yeah, but again, it's not just the genre of music. You got, then got to worry also about the age diversity. And, you know, it's like you've got to go like, you know, we were looking for older acts that would really, really appeal. And we had the Beach Boys here last fall. And I forget how, because I'm old, that act really is when you get down to it. So, you know, I was thinking about trying to bring in the Glenn Miller Orchestra, which goes back to the 40s, or Engelbert Humperdinck.
And oh, that's so much culture you're dropping,
but,
Terry.
But with the Beach Boys, who start in 62, 63, I still had so many people who are, you know, I'm 70, almost 74.
Really?
No
yeah.
Way.
So, yeah.
No, Terry.
No way, Terry.
Somebody, I don't believe you. I need a fact check. Can somebody fact check? Can you fact check? How old is he?
Oh.
73. We have a, I don't know who this young lady is, but she did
That's
agree
my very,
with you.
Very young, more attractive, funnier, smarter wife.
Ah, absolutely.
She would know.
Now,
she definitely knows.
I also would like
hey,
to,
wife.
I would also like to say that's the last question you're allowed to ask.
Oh, back on subject.
But back on point. So anyway, it was always from the beginning understood that this is we were going to have approach this demographics this way. So with Music Fest this year, we had old school R&B last night.
Yeah.
You know,
George Clinton.
Yep.
Sheila E.
Marsh Day and the Time. And,
yeah.
You know, and so then we had Daz and Bree.
That's a little right there.
Well, and we love them, and I've been trying to help find somebody to help produce them because these are two ladies that write their own music. They mash up a lot of songs.
Super producer right here.
Well, I'm telling you, I sent their demo to a guy in Nashville because he's been looking for this kind of, and they have it's sort of like watching Daz and Bree, whom I love, are kind of like watching a female version of In Living Color, because they have an R&B background, but their guitar players are more rock oriented than they are R&B oriented. So they've got this strange mix, and because they write their own music, and Daz actually doubles from drums to keyboard to guitar. So they have a distinct look and a sound, and I believe in them. But the problem is, it's like, you know, there's so many people out there with talent. They got to be hooked up with the right person at the right time.
And that's one thing that we talked about on the podcast a lot, Terry, is recognizing, uplifting local music, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just about the big national acts, it's local music. So Daz and Bree. And then also, shout out to our producer, Graham McCuno, who's created a genre called trap jazz. Trap jazz, the way I describe it, and I hope I don't do a disservice, it's trap beats.
Yep.
So think of a 2 Chainz beat.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But instead of someone rapping, they use jazz instrumentation. So saxophone, trumpet, flutes over those trap beats. And then that's the music. So that's one thing that we've been promoting and that's coming out.
Speaking of trap music, who we got here tomorrow night late?
Gucci.
And what is he? He the king. He's the
trap king.
Yeah, trap king.
You say he's the king of the trap.
I know. Well, if you say it long enough, somebody might believe
it. So that's another thing. So you got Daz and Bree down here. I understand our good friends who've been on the pod.
Rodney Block. Yeah. I think he's here later this weekend.
Yeah. I think he's here tomorrow. Rodney Block and the music. Rodney Block and the collective. I want to get the name right. So definitely, even in Little Rock, part of the culture.
We have a great band that comes in here all the time from Shreveport called the Front Cover Band. And they do covers, but they do everything from old school all the way up to current stuff. So, you know, and we really try to mix it up and have that kind of diversity so that the audiences feel comfortable. First you got to build something like this, you got to make everybody comfortable to come here. Everybody's got to feel like it belongs to them. That's not always the easiest thing to do.
It's not easy, but you've done a great job at it. We've seen the effects of it in our hometown, where there is events that happen where everyone doesn't feel welcome.
Yep.
Even sometimes our city government can get in the way of making things hard. But I want to applaud you. I want to applaud the Murphy's Art District team for what y'all have done here in making it inclusive and thinking about everyone.
Well, and if you look again, what's coming up, I got to do a shout out and
a little shout out.
PR, because coming up in December, we looked at a lot of Christmas shows, because Christmas shows are very popular, but coming up in December, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Otis Williams and the Temptations Christmas show.
Oh, right here at Murphy's Art District.
Right in the back, right there. Yeah.
Are you breaking news with that? Is that out there?
You can pretend it is.
Okay, breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Alert. Alert.
Well, Terry, man, we appreciate you for stopping by and joining us on the pod. Appreciate everything you're doing for Murphy's Art District, not only for El Dorado, not only for Union County, but for the culture in general, over Arkansas. This is a great event. I know you have a big part to play in it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for the culture.
And you guys keep doing what you're doing. You do it with great passion and energy. And we appreciate you paying attention to us. Don't be a stranger. And you should come back and see the Temptations. This is your parents' music, but it's okay.
I know Temptations. Oh, okay, okay.
It was September.
All right. Well, but again, Terry, thank you. And for the rest of our culture cohorts, we will continue to broadcast live throughout the night, highlighting folks here. We're going to do some brief interviews with people here at the music festival, and we're going to talk about the different acts. So stay tuned. More to come.
Thanks for putting up a bob, and I know that's not easy.
We'll see y'all in a little bit.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry.
Pleasure. No more drinks for you.
Well, welcome back to segment 3 of the kickoff of season 3 of Rock the Culture. I got to remind y'all, this is a podcast where we bring perspective and conversation on all things Central Arkansas, all things Little Rock, all things the culture. But tonight we're talking about the culture down in El Dorado, Arkansas.
El Do Mad Music Fest. We in here.
Man, we in here. We're taking in the full scene. We told y'all about the first act. We told y'all about the layout of the building. We just had dinner.
It was excellent. We had burgers, bacon, sauteed mushrooms up here at the Griffin, getting it in.
Also had crab cakes, full menu at the Griffin. So y'all come down here, check out the restaurant. Awesome restaurant, great layout. And you know one thing 2 Chainz talk about, 2 Take 3 Term is the vibe.
Yeah.
And in the Griffin, there's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Man, it's a great thing that's going on down. Great people that work here, man. We gotta give a shout out to our
Kiki, Ashley, April,
Rachel. And that's all the same person.
Same person. You don't even know what the hell no more. But she taking care of us, man.
Man,
we got the VIP up here, the VIP out there, the VIP in 2 Chainz, the VIP in Brett Michaels, bringing us drinks, water. But it's all good.
He said, hey, what you say? They not twins, but I keep them clean.
I keep them clean.
That's for the culture. But we just want to highlight, man, you can come down here, have a great time. There's still time to get your ticket. Go to eldomad.com and get your tickets for tomorrow night to come hear your guy Gucci Mane representing ATL here in El Dorado. It's great things happening. Great people, great food. There's a great vibe down in El Dorado, man.
It feels great. This is excellent. The weather is excellent. The people are excellent. Beautiful people walking around. I think 2 Chainz was right when he said pretty girls like trap music, because they coming through here, man, and I'm excited.
They're excited. And one thing we're talking about, we just had one of our listeners call us 3 Term and ask us, what is the culture in Little Rock? Trying to get us to define what culture is in Little Rock. It's a great question. And we're going to
hit us up on social media. If you know what the culture of Little Rock is, you can find us on Facebook at Rock the Culture, on Instagram at Rock the Culture. and on Twitter at Rock the Culture. Tell us what culture is in Central Arkansas. Let us know what culture is to you.
And right now we're talking about the culture down in El Dorado, Arkansas, and the energy, the excitement, the enthusiasm. I hope y'all picked up on that alliteration with those three E's. Oh, energy, oh. Excitement, enthusiasm. That's what I do, y'all. It's One Take Twan, Alliteration King. What hashtag? What hashtag that? Trademark that. By the way, Rock the Culture, we official. I want to give a shout out to our legal team to get us to Rock the, well, it is my law firm. Shout out, right, ladies and Jennings. We got the trademark for Rock the Culture. We're taking this thing to a new level each and every week. And we appreciate y'all supporting us. And appreciate y'all supporting the culture movement. What we're doing now, man, we're down here in El Dorado, and we want to talk to some of the people who are here to come here to Chainz. Here comes Gucci Mane, here to experience the Eldo. And I'm gonna lie, only thing I know about you at this point is that you're not even from here.
I'm not.
Okay, you got to talk in the mic. Don't be scared of the microphone.
Who said I'm scared?
Okay.
I'm in El Dorado. Nobody's scared here. That's the culture in El Dorado.
Okay? El Dorado friendly. Yes. Nothing to be worried about.
No fear.
Okay, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Carmen. I am from Virginia by way of Atlanta, in Atlanta now. And we're in El Dorado for the Music Fest. This is my second year. And we're happy to see 2 Chainz and Gucci Mane.
So you're originally from VA?
Yes.
Okay, what part of VA? Shout out to town.
Centerville, Virginia. Yes.
Okay, I see why you didn't shout it out.
I enunciated. Enunciation. Centerville is for the culture. For the culture. Okay.
Okay.
Look it up, T-R-E, not T-E-R.
Oh, okay, the T-R-E.
Yes.
That's that fancy,
yes.
Centerville.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
But you in Atlanta now, right?
I'm in Atlanta. Been in Atlanta. Went to Spelman. And
Shout out Spelman.
Yes. Okay. We love to support the culture.
That's what I want to ask. So you in Atlanta.
Yes.
Everybody know what Atlanta has to offer for its culture and entertainment. But you done made the trip to El Dorado. About what brought you to El Dorado from Atlanta.
We were here last year, and the energy is amazing. If you come and you see the venue, well, first of all, I love music, so the acoustics here are ridiculous. The people are extra friendly, and it's just all about love. It's not trying to be too cute. It's not any sort of pretense. It's just about having fun, enjoying yourself, enjoying the people you're here with. I'm here with one of my best friends, somebody I went to school with. At Spelman.
Okay.
Yes. So we made the trip, made the road trip, flew into Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh!
Drove an hour and a half here. And we're so excited to be here.
And that says a lot about El Dorado and the energy and the vibe.
Absolutely.
Here. Because you have to fly to Monroe,
yes.
And drive, but you knew that this was going to be a good time.
Absolutely. We were here. I was here last year, actually.
Okay, so you saw Migos.
I saw Migos. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so.
Talk about Migos.
Why does this kept? Ludacris went to Centerville High School
in Virginia?
For about 2 weeks. Yes, he did.
But that's back when, what was his DJ name? DJ Lover?
I don't know, but I'm not sure.
Chris Lover.
Yes, Ludacris.
Yeah,
yes.
You need to know your Ludacris history.
Listen, he went to Centerville High School. You need to know your Ludacris history.
You didn't even know his DJ name. Why you pointing fingers?
But back to the culture.
Okay, let's talk about the culture. Because I'm ready to go.
No, that's love here in Eldale.
Okay, is it love in Eldale?
Yes, but their shows were amazing. Like, they brought so much energy.
And you mentioned the acoustic. You said you're a music lover. So talk a little bit about this, not necessarily the environment of the Murphy's Art District scene, but actually the sound.
The sound is electric. You feel the energy. You feel the spirit. And that's what music is about. Music is supposed to bring people together. And there's so much going on in the world. Like, we're fully grown adults here.
Right.
We both work extra hard.
Yeah.
And we said, you know what, time out. Exactly, so time out. Let's just kind of disconnect for a little bit and reclaim some spirit and just go where the spirit calls you, where it's just great.
Oh, that is poetic.
Absolutely, that's what I'm here for the...
For the poetry?
For the poetry. Yeah, that's right. The poetry, the culture, all
so, of so, so you So you from Atlanta, and this turned out to be an Atlanta weekend as it relates to hip-hop.
Right.
So you got 2 Chainz and Gucci Mane.
Yes.
Who are you more looking forward to?
2 Chainz, thank you.
Okay.
Because
pretty girls like trapping.
We do, indeed, and he knows that.
She said we do.
Yes.
She said we do.
We do.
What's your favorite 2 Chainz track?
Well, we were listening to Feds Watching, but we were also.
Oh, you gotta say Fresh to the Fresh
fork.
To Death.
Hit it with the fork. Yes, Fresh to Death.
What's the other one you just said? Fork?
Yes, Fork. You don't know that one, do you?
No, talk about that one.
Boats.
That's an old
boats,
one?
Yes, Boats 2. Deluxe.
Oh. See, you from Atlanta, Atlanta.
Oh, I had a dream. Hey. That rap didn't work.
Hey, y'all, do y'all feel that energy down here in Eldo? It is lit. People are having a great time down here in Eldo. Okay, so I guess you're a 2 Chainz girl.
Yes, I am.
So, but the thing about this music festival, it's just not for rap music,
it's
though.
It's not. I mean, we have Bret Michaels out right. here right now, Sweet Home Alabama. Yesterday, it was Sheila E., The Time.
So when did y'all get here?
We actually got here last night.
Okay.
We got here last night because, you know, gotta work.
Right.
But we got in last night, we drove down this morning, and we're ready to party.
So you're not only doing the music festival, you're doing El Dorado. You're doing the scene.
Yes, we're even doing the barbecue pits on the side of the road, El Dorado, with the rib place. Turkey legs. And the pound
they don't
cake.
Have real,
that, and pound cake, too.
They don't have real place in Atlanta?
I mean, depends on where you go, not where I stay. Not on the side of the road.
You live in Buckhead or something?
That's not who's your business.
That's what I'm saying. There ain't no real place in Buckhead.
Ain't no collard greens
in Buckhead.
Don't do me. You don't even know.
I know enough.
I know enough. Do you?
I do. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Are you telling the truth? No, you're not. Thank you. Thank you. So the other thing I want to talk to you about the music festival is, I mean, Atlanta is a music scene, though.
It is.
So some people may say, man, why would she leave Atlanta to come to El Dorado? But I get the sense that there's a different spirit here
it
than
is.
Other places.
Well, in Atlanta, we're accustomed to having everything at our fingertips.
Right.
I mean, I don't really have to try to go and get any kind of music, any kind of live music.
Right.
In El Dorado, last year, I was here when this restaurant first opened. What this festival and what this whole complex is to this city and how it's brought the entire city just into the fold of being
right.
able to work, be productive, have something that they can appreciate, that's a different kind of energy in terms of music. It's not so saturated here. This is just a coming together of a lot of energy and just a lot of love.
So as a 2-time Mad Festival goer, What have you seen different this year than last year? Does the building look different? Is the energy different? Are the people different? Is there anything different? Or is a great time just like it was last year?
It's a great time, and it's last year was the first year. So
yeah.
A lot of the kinks that happened last year, they've been sorted out. Things are just going a lot more seamlessly this year.
Right.
The energy is just as beautiful. A lot of places are opening too. They're doing different phases. So it's nice to see the community growing and, you know, a beer garden, I think, is out here. Wasn't here last year.
The beer garden. And then another thing that I'm sure there's not an issue in Atlanta, but the 2 Chainz concert doesn't start till 11 o'clock. It's right now. What time is it?
8:30.
So we got another 2.5 hours for 2 Chainz. And then it's their after party.
Yes, after the show.
What you know what they say about after the show?
I'm not gonna go there.
You're not. But you know, you didn't say you didn't know.
There.
You didn't say you didn't know. You just said you're not going
I won't
there.
Go there.
Okay. Okay.
You work for a law firm, right? I plead.
I can understand that. Man, we appreciate you joining us on Rock the Culture. I want you to know what we're doing, how we started this podcast, is to talk about the culture and to shake things up, give our perspective and conversation on things that happen in our community in Little Rock. And now we came down here to El Dorado just to be inspired by what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And for you to be here from Atlanta to see what's going on is important to us because we're in Little Rock. We're going to take your energy, your story, and we're going to take it back to Little Rock. Because I want you not hating on what they do in the L, though, but being inspired by it. But I want people from Atlanta to fly to Little Rock and say, man, I want to come to Little Rock and feel that vibe, feel that energy. Yeah, and I'm working on that. So people from Centerville be like, man, I went to Little Rock.
Yes, Centerville, come represent too. Atlanta's representing, Centerville, come out.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you. This is segment 3 of Rock the Culture. We're going to sign off. Then we're going to be back with more guests telling y'all more about what's going on down here at the Murphy's Art District Music Festival. We're live on scene in El Dorado. We'll see y'all in a little bit.